Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Bolo, bolo.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शतश्री श्रीमदिष्टभायंग्रे सभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद शिवायनग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की जाय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जाय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जाय। निताई गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरी स्पेसिमल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी स्पेसिमल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी स्पेसिमल डिवोटीज All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। टुडे वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग आवर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8। द चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड प्रेयर्स बाय क्वीन कुंती। टेक्स्ट नंबर 35। भवेस्मिन् क्लिश्यमानानां अविद्या कामकर्मभिः श्रवण स्मरणार्हाणि करिष्यन् इति केचन। भवेस्मिन् क्लिश्यमानानां अविद्या कामकर्मभिः श्रवण स्मरणार्हाणि करिष्यन् इति केचन। भवेस्मिन् क्लिश्यमानानां अविद्या काम कर्म भी श्रवण स्मरणार्हाणि करिष्यन् इति केचन भवेस्मिन् क्लिश्यमानानाम् अविद्या काम कर्म भी श्रवण स्मरणार्हाणि करिष्यन् इति केचन word-to-word meaning bhave. In the material creation, asmin, this, krishyamananam, of those who are suffering from avidya, nations, kama, desire, karma bhi, by execution of fruity work, shravana, hearing, smarana, remembering, arhani, worshipping, karishan, may perform, iti, thus, kechana, others. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. And yet others say that you appeared to rejuvenate the devotional service of hearing, remembering, worshipping, and so on in order that the conditioned souls suffering from material pangs might take advantage and gain liberation. Purport. In the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the Lord asserts that He appears in every millennium just to re-establish the way of religion. The way of religion is made by the Supreme Lord. No one can manufacture a new path of religion, as is the fashion for certain ambitious persons. The factual way of religion is to accept the Lord as supreme authority and thus render service unto Him in spontaneous love. A living being cannot help but render service because he is constitutionally made for that purpose. The only function of the living being is to render service to the Lord. The Lord is great and living beings are subordinate to Him. Therefore, the duty of living being is to just serve Him only. Unfortunately, the illusioned living beings, out of misunderstanding only, become servants of the senses by material desires. This desire is called avidya or nations. And out of such desire, the living being makes different plans for material enjoyment centered about a perverted sex life. He therefore becomes entangled in the chain of birth and death by transmigrating into different bodies on different planets under the directions of the Supreme Lord. Unless, therefore, one is beyond the boundary of these nations, one cannot get free from the threefold miseries of material life. That is the law of nature. The Lord, however, out of His causeless mercy, because He is more merciful to the suffering living beings than they can expect, appears before them and renovates the principles of devotional service comprised of hearing, chanting, remembering, serving, worshipping, praying, cooperating and surrendering unto Him. Adaption of all the above-mentioned items or any one of them can help a conditioned soul get out of the tangle of nations and thus become liberated from all material sufferings created by the living being illusioned by the external energy. This particular type of mercy is bestowed upon the living being by the Lord in the form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhashyatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And yet others say that you appeared to rejuvenate the devotional service of hearing, remembering, worshipping, and so on in order that the conditioned souls suffering from the material pangs might take advantage and gain liberation. Hare Krishna. So welcome all the devotees for today's morning Sunday Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are continuing our reading from this beautiful chapter number 8 of the Canto 1 of Bhagavatam. This is prayers by Queen Kunti. And we have been hearing for past many days the glories of each prayer and also glories of Queen Kunti. So every time I was hearing different classes, we get to know new things or some special things about the glorification of Kunti Maharani. Last few days, we have been hearing these wonderful talks on these prayers of Kunti Maharani. So it is quite natural that when we are reading the prayers of a particular devotee, naturally the devotee's glorification also comes out. It's quite natural to be like that. And when we are glorifying a personality like Kunti Maharani or let's say Pandavas, then that actually is leading to the glorification of Krishna. This whole episode has begun with, in chapter number 7, Srila Suta Goswami narrating to Naimisharanya Rishis who have asked the question about how Parikshit Maharaj, being such a beautiful, wonderful king in his young age, had to leave everything and had to go to the banks of Ganges and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And in trying to describe the activities of Parikshit Maharaj, then in the continuation of the whole thing, we are seeing chapter number 7, the episode of Ashwatthama being punished. And now here, the beginning of the chapter, we had Uttara's womb was saved by Krishna, and now Kunti Maharani naturally offering prayers to Krishna. And eventually this will move on to the point of the birth of Maharaj Parikshit. Suta Goswami says that Parikshit Maharaj's birth activities, they all lead to Krishna Kathodayam. That means, devotee's life, hearing about devotee's life is also Krishna Katha. Because devotee's life is all about Krishna, Krishna consciousness, right? I remember one time, one Srila Prabhupada disciple had come here and he asked all the devotees here, so how many of you have read the 13th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam? So many devotees are surprised. In fact, everyone is surprised. 13th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam? Because we only have 12 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he said, we have 13th canto, our VBT has published 13th canto also. So they were more surprised. And the 13th canto? For ISKCON, 13th canto is Srila Prabhupada Lilamrit. Because by Srila Prabhupada's life, we get a glimpse of how we can become Krishna's devotees in this modern age of Kali Yuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Lord Chaitanya, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, himself came to show a role model of how to be a devotee. And thereafter, all the acharyas Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has sent, they have given us a role model of how to be a devotee in the contemporary times. So the most contemporary person for us is Srila Prabhupada. So here we find from Kunti Maharani's prayers, it is very simple, straightforward. We are discussing the prayers, we are understanding the mood of the prayers, but we also understand the mood of the person who is offering prayers. So Kunti Maharani's prayers have a background, and the background is calamity. These prayers are not offered during the happy days of her life, which was very rare in her life. She never encountered those kind of situations where everything was stable in her life. She underwent a lot of changes in her life, right from the beginning of her birth. And in spite of all that calamities or changes in her life, she remains steadfast on her devotion to Krishna. So Kunti Maharani, with all that calamities and churning happening in her life, with that background, she is offering these prayers. And while offering these prayers, the amazing reality is, she is asking, let the calamities come again and again, right? Just imagine someone is in calamity. Someone is out of calamity, then he may, sometimes may offer that prayer, you know, Bhagavan, achha tha us samay de do. May offer, you know, thinking, you know, philosophically may think. But someone is in the calamity. And in calamity, ask. Like, for example, we can't say, but just a presumption that we are almost gone out of the corona stage. We are not sure, but at least devotees are there moving around, the world is moving around, right? And Omicron has come and it is not much of a fear factor which is there in all over the world so much. And now at this time we see the whole scenario of 2021. The whole year has gone, right? And then 2020. Will anyone at this time offer prayer? Krishna, let Corona come again and again. Never will offer at this time this prayer. We want Krishna, when this will end, right? It's quite natural to ask. It is not unnatural. It is quite natural to ask, Krishna, kab khatam hoga? So that we can again be with devotees, we can practice Krishna consciousness in a natural setting as we were doing before. But Kunti Maharani, yet she asked for calamities. So it's not easy to ask and pray like that. Kunti Maharani, her prayers are very notable prayers. In fact, I was hearing a lecture of His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj on Kunti Stuti, and he was mentioning a very beautiful point that Srimad Bhagavatam is actually a book of prayers. Because when Krishna and his devotees come together, in the reciprocation there has to be prayers. While Krishna and the devotees of Krishna will definitely have relationship with Krishna in either the five rasas. But within those five rasas there is also the rasa of praying, depending on Krishna, right? So here we see that how this beautiful whole idea of Bhagavatam is a book. Bhagavatam is a book of prayers. We have Brahmaji offering prayers on the banks of Shvetadvipa ocean, the demigods offering prayers when Krishna is in the womb of Devaki, and over 10 cantos is full of prayers, right? Then we have, other than 10 cantos, so many prayers, Uttarasura's prayers, Shiva's prayers, and then Avanti Brahmana's prayers, and so on and so forth. The whole Bhagavatam is full of prayers. And this prayer book has begun with Kunti Maharani's prayer, right? The canto 1 has begun in one way. Before this, Arjuna has prayed 2-3 verses. But a full-fledged set of verse is Kunti Maharani's verses, prayers. And she, Vyasadeva is offering that whole opportunity to Kunti Maharani. Her prayers comes at the first. She begins. She is doing the Sri Ganesh of Srimad Bhagavatam prayers, by her prayers. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that these prayers are not just by some ordinary woman. This prayer is a self-realized devotee's heart coming out. And since time immemorial, great renunciates, vairagis, who are completely nothing to do with this material world, including Sukadeva Goswami, they relish these prayers and study these prayers to get some idea, concept about who this Kunti Maharani is, what is her great devotion. So, we have so many devotees around us, we have so many acharyas around us, right? So many acharyas in the parampara we have. And how do we get a glimpse about their life? We read about their biography, definitely. But if there is no biography, what will we get? How the glimpse will come? The prayers give us a glimpse into their heart. What's happening in their heart? So Kunti Maharani's whole heart is, this is not just prayers by Kunti Maharani, the chapter should be entitled Heart of Kunti Maharani. What she is thinking, what she is praying is all mentioned here. So Kunti Devi, she shares a special relationship with Krishna. She is Krishna's very, very intimate devotee, and she is also Krishna's relative. We all know that she was born to Surasena, and Surasena also was the father of Vasudeva. So Vasudeva, Surasena had 10 sons and 5 daughters. So eldest was Vasudeva, and among the 5 daughters, the most prominent was Pritha. And later, as we all know, that in the Mathura area, where there are different dynasties, Andhaka, Bhoja, Yadu, right? And so many different. So the Bhoja dynasty, there was one king, his name was Kunti. So his name was Kunti Bhoja. So Surasena offered his daughter Kunti, her dearest most daughter, to Kunti Bhoja Raja, because Kunti Bhoja was not having any child. So, at a very young age, Pritha had to go from her father's house into a new house and accept a new father. And she accepted it very nicely. And because she, in fact, the best part is that her name Pritha naturally got changed to Kunti. Why? Because actually she became very much obliged and connected to Kunti Bhoj. It was not like Kunti Bhoj was there and then my father Surasena is also there, not like that. She actually got related to Kunti Bhoj so much that she got a natural name from her new father, Kunti. Kunti Bhoj's daughter, Kunti. So this is Kunti Maharani. So Kunti Maharani is the aunt of Lord Sri Krishna, right? So this is the relationship. So in material way, she is related to Krishna in Vatsalya Ras. But even in spiritual way, she is related to Krishna in Vatsalya Ras. In the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami mentions different devotees in Vatsalya Ras. And in that different devotees, he gives that there is a superiority and there is a chronological order of how the rasa in Vatsalya Ras, who is the topmost and how it goes down. So there is a beautiful description in Nectar of Devotional Junction. The first person, the topmost devotee in Vatsalya Ras is Mother Yashoda. The second is Nanda Maharaj in Vatsalya Ras. The third is Rohini, the mother of Lord Balaram. The fourth Vatsalya Ras devotee are the elderly gopis, all those gopis who got a chance, where the children were all stolen by Brahmaji, and for one full year, Krishna became their child. So they, in the chronological order, they are the fourth. And the fifth is Devaki. Sixth is Vasudev's other co-wives, along with Devaki's other co-wives. Seventh is Kunti Maharani. Eighth is Vasudev, and ninth is Sandipani Muni. So seventh is Kunti Maharani, right? So just imagine this Vatsalya thing. Someone will say, seventh, why seventh, you know? But just imagine, seventh is not a small thing. Right? Seventh is like millions of living entities. Millions of living entities, she is seventh in the Vatsalya Ras. So Kunti Maharani's place is unique in the Vatsalya Ras. So, So here we see that these wonderful prayers are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. And what is the significance of those prayers in our life? That's what we are going to discuss today. Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami, he quotes his own brother Sanatana Goswami's Hari Bhakti Vilas and mentions that he has taken 64 items of devotional service from his brother's book, Hari Bhakti Vilas. And that book has come from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shiksha to Sanatana Goswami in Banaras for 1 month, right? Yeah. So, from these 64 items, Rupa Goswami quotes, there are 2 items which dedicate fully to prayers aspect. One is offering prayers, also called as vigyapti, submission. And second is offering notable prayers. So in offering notable prayers, Srila Prabhupada comments that, before that, offering prayers is something where devotee offers genuine prayers from his heart. Either it can be lalasa mai, dainya bodhika, or prarthanatmika. But when offering notable prayers comes, Srila Prabhupada says, many times we do not know how to offer prayers. So at that time, we should refer to the acharya's prayers, great devotee's prayers, and offer those prayers, because Krishna liked those prayers. Right? Like for example, we want to offer something to Krishna or Srimati Radharani. Then we, let's say Prabhupada appearance day is there. Then we offer, today is Prabhupada appearance day. Prabhupada like kachoris. So we offer big kachori dabba there, you know, or bhoga, because Prabhupada liked it. But similarly, Krishna likes what? Of all things, definitely Krishna likes his pure devotee's prayers. So if we are offering those prayers, even though we are not so accustomed to offering prayer and we do not know the meaning of the prayer, Krishna will accept those prayers. Krishna sees the intent of the prayer and not just the content. There is a beautiful story which I had heard long back. There was one small child, you know. So the small child was told, you know, that you should offer prayer to God. So he would go and offer prayers. But one day he came and told mother that, what prayer should I ask today to God? So the mother was very busy that day with cooking services. So she was thinking, every time he's asking the same question. Today also again same question. Said, you go and offer anything to God. So he went to temple. But after one temple he came back. What is that prayer? He came back and said, mother, what exact prayer I should offer? So the mother was thinking that unless it's troubling me, I should say something by which I should ask. So, okay, you do one thing. Whatever you have learnt in school, offer that prayer. So the boy went to the temple. The priest was going on. Priest was offering aarti. So he said, what I have learnt today in school? Oh, today morning my teacher taught me ABCD. So he started reciting ABCDEFG loudly. Just imagine the pujari is offering prayers, you know, offering aarti, and this boy is chanting so loudly. The pujari was distracted. He was thinking, what is this? You know? Now he cannot leave the aarti also and tell him stop. So he just tolerated the whole. But after the aarti was over, sang blew and started shouting at the boy. What is this? This is the place to chant ABCD here? You go to school and chant this ABCD. Why you are chanting here? I said, my mother said, chant whatever you have learned in school, chant. That's okay, but don't chant ABCD. He just went away. So, the story ended in a very peculiar way where Krishna came in the dream of that priest and told him, why you scolded that boy? So Krishna, the priest said that because the boy was chanting ABCD, was not chanting any prayers, he was reciting ABCD. So, Krishna told this priest, what do you chant? He said, I chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. What is Hare Krishna? It is also H-A-R-E, K-R-I-S-H-N-A. It is also a combination of vowels, alphabets. So, you are also chanting alphabets, he also chanting alphabets. But you know what? He chanted alphabet with lot of intent. So, I like this ABCD better than you are chanting in the morning. So, the whole idea is that sometimes when you offer inaudible prayers of Vaishnavas, great Vaishnavas, piece of Srimad Bhagavatam, even though we may not know what it is, right? Like just now we offered this prayer, Brahma Samhita, Ishvara, Parama, Krishna, the whole prayer was over. But many times we may not know what exactly the prayer is, for whom it is, and who is praying, and who is saying. But we offer it. That goes in our account. Krishna likes it. That kuch bhi karke usne achha kuch to gaya hai. Some sensible thing which is a bona fide thing, yes. So very notable prayers. So here we can see that is notable prayers we have to sing. But the problem now here with Kunti Maharani's prayer is, we can sing Kunti Maharani's prayers, 26 verses only. Many of us have by heart also. But then when you see those prayers, they are very difficult prayers to actually start thinking about it and reciting it. One of them is, Vipada Shantutas Shashvat. Let calamity come again and again in my life. Now, who in this world will ever ask that prayer? Right? If actually anyone knows about the meaning of the prayer, they will actually skip that verse and go to the next verse. Because what if Krishna takes that verse seriously? It's a big problem. But Kunti Maharani's heart is there that she is asking for calamities because in calamities she has experienced Krishna. And now she is seeing Krishna is going away, so she is not happy. Right? Even to the point Krishna is leaving, she is seeing calamities. Just in this chapter, beginning of chapter, we see a big calamity where Ashwatthama is shot and Brahmastra, and it has, in the Puranas it is mentioned, actually killed Parikshit Maharaj. Krishna went and revived Parikshit Maharaj body again. So, almost like someone in the womb, so naturally a small child within the womb was also in dangerous position. You can imagine the whole clan of Pandavas were always in calamity. Kunti was in calamity, the Pandavas were in calamity. Parikshit Maharaj began his life in calamity, in his end of the life also calamity. So whole Pandav Parivar is full of calamities. But in that calamity, Kunti Devi is a constant witness. Right? She begins, her journey is full of calamities, then Pandavas come in, and then they are the one threat, they are the threat to Kauravas, so they are put in calamity, and because of Pandavas calamity, she is in her calamity, right? So many calamities Kunti Maharani has got. There's a beautiful temple in Vishakhapatnam. The name of temple deity is Kunti Madhav. So when Pandavas were exiled after the Dyuta Krida, gambling match, they were roaming around all places. Kunti Maharani was feeling very disturbed while staying in Hastinapur. So she could not stay. So she decided to go on a pilgrimage. So she went on a pilgrimage. So when she came to Vishakhapatnam, nearby Vishakhapatnam, suddenly she was intensely remembering the Pandavas, her son. They're thinking, where will be my sons? What they are doing? Are they okay? And she was crying. It was quite natural for her to remember her children. But the most natural thing for a devotee is after remembering her children, when she knew, I can't do much, she remembered Krishna. Krishna, where are you? Krishna appeared from Dwarka exactly at that time in front of her. And said, don't worry, your children are all safe. And within a short time, they will complete their exile. They come back and they will get the kingdom back. And Kunti was very happy. And as Krishna was about to leave, Kunti Maharani said, but I am feeling separation from you. And because I am feeling separation from you, therefore I am feeling all these calamities are there, which is, I keep remembering those calamities. So please, you stay here with me. I want to worship you. So Krishna said, well, I cannot stay here, but I will manifest myself into deity form. And you can worship this deity here. So Krishna manifested himself into deity form a very beautiful black deity of Lord Shyam Sundar, Krishna. And Kunti Maharani worshipped that deity there for many years. And that deity got the name Kunti Madhav. So there are actually 5 Madhavs in the whole of India. Right? So there is one Madhav which is in Rameshwaram. It's called as Setu Madhav. Yeah. In Rameshwaram, Setu Madhav. Second Madhav is Sundar Madhav in Trivandrum, Tiruvanthapuram. There is third Madhav, Bindu Madhav in Varanasi. There is Veni Madhav, the fourth Madhav in Prayag. And the fifth Madhav is Kunti Madhav in Vishakhapatnam. So you can see that how Krishna reciprocated Kunti Maharani in a so beautiful way. So, in this verse, we see this Bhavesmin Klishyamananam. Bhave Asmin. This material world is what? Klishyamananam. Full of suffering. Right? Why it is Klishyamananam? Because of Avidya Kama Karma Bhi. Because of people's ignorance, because people's desires, material desires, and because of ignorance and material desires, people end up are doing perpetual fruitive activity. Avidya Kama Karma Bhi. So what is the solution? Krishna has come with a solution of rejuvenating and renovating the process of escape from this material world. And that is Shravana Smaranarhani. So here 3 aspects of bhakti are mentioned. Shravana, Smarana and Arhani. Shravana is hearing, Smarana is remembering, Arhani is deity worship. So, in this particular section of Kunti Maharani's prayer, it is quite natural for Kunti Maharani to begin this prayer by worshipping the Supreme Lord, even though she is aunt, she is in Vatsalya Ras. Because naturally for a devotee, when he is in danger or she is in danger, to depend on Krishna. Like someone asked His Holiness Adhanath Maharaj, that generally we should not ask anything from Krishna, but sometimes there is problems in our life, then we ask Krishna, please save us. Is it good or not? Maharaj said, it is not bad, it is natural. Because we don't have anyone. He is the only one, right? Right? Like when we were childhood, small children we were, and then suddenly we had some problems, anxiety, then we would turn to mother. Sometimes mother would beat. But again we would change mother's name only. Right? Because we are no one, we depend on mother only. She is beating us, she is chastising us, but we are chanting, while crying, we are calling her name. That means it is a natural dependence on that person. So for a devotee, knowing that we should not ask anything from Krishna, everything is coming very much by mercy of Krishna, still that dependency comes out naturally in form of, Krishna, please save me, like that. So Kunti Maharani is now in a climax where just Uttara's womb has been saved and Krishna is leaving Hastinapur to go to Dwarka. Therefore, Krishna, Kunti Maharani wants to forget that whole aunt relationship. Said, Krishna, I may be aunt, but I am actually more your devotee first. And therefore, Kunti Maharani comes running and she offers obeisances and starts prayers. So Krishna says, my dear aunt, every time I meet you, I offer prayer, I offer obeisance to you, touch your feet, and you give me blessings. That's how our relationship. Suddenly, why you are changing the pose now? So Kunti Maharani says, well, this is the reason I want to tell you that you may be my nephew, but actually you are Supreme Lord and I am your devotee. And that's what she begins with. What is the prayer she begins with? Namaste Purusha. So she begins with glorifying that you are not my nephew, you are actually Supreme Personality of Godhead. And for you to be my nephew is quite natural because everything about you is so mysterious. Your activities are mysterious. Your pastimes are mysterious. Why you appear, we do not know. Then she is giving some proposals in the previous verses. Maybe you are coming because of this reason. Because of Vasudeva and Devaki called you, therefore maybe you have come for that reason. No, because you come here to protect the devotees and remove the asuras, that's why you come. So she is giving all those reasons. Maybe because of this you have come, Krishna. But then now, in this verse and the next verse, she gives the actual reasons, the inference. Actually, Krishna comes in this material world to revive the devotional service aspect. So that devotional service becomes a methodology through which a living entity conditioned in this material world can escape, take shelter of bhakti and go back to Godhead. So Krishna comes here assertively, Krishna Kunti Maharani says in this verse, that he has come to renovate or rejuvenate the aspect of bhakti by giving Shravana, Smarana and Arhani. When Krishna appeared, Krishna performed so many pastimes, so he created new subject matters of Shravana. And when you're doing Shravana, what happens? When you do a lot of Shravana, then you go to the Smarana mode. You think about those pastimes, you meditate and contemplate on those pastimes. So Krishna has given inner subject matter to now Smarana also. Krishna has appeared in such a beautiful form. And now Krishna's form is available in form of the deities. Shri Radha Gopinath, Radha Madhav, Radha Shyam Sundar, right? So Krishna has come and enhanced the aspect of reaching out to Krishna. So this is how we can see this beautiful prayers of Kunti Maharani, very relevant in our life also. Now, here, yeah, I was mentioning about Kunti Maharani's main aspect. Kunti Maharani is one of the most important figure in the Mahabharata and also in the Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam has begun the first canto with the description of Pandavas, right? The whole story is about the Pandavas, Kunti Maharani and Parikshit Maharaj in the end, the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And one of the main characters revolving around the Pandavas is Kunti Maharani. Because what Kunti Maharani had done, sacrifice, for which the whole Pandavas got a platform to practice their Krishna consciousness, right? Pandavas got all the glory in their life, but the main person behind all that was Kunti Maharani. Therefore, she is one of the most important central figure in the life of Pandavas. And as a result, we find that many places in the Shastra, she is indicated in the life of Pandavas. Like, let's take Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna begins his instruction in the second chapter. And the most important and primary instruction Krishna begins is Matra Sparshastu Kaunteya. Srila Prabhupada says that here Krishna is indicating Arjuna. Arjuna, tolerate. Because you have a great lineage of tolerance from your mother's side. Kunti Devi. She tolerated so much. Why can't you tolerate this? So, Matra Sparshastu Kauntiya. Then, in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, later in the later cantos, Sukadeva Goswami is glorifying Parikshit Maharaj through the via medium of glorification of Kunti Maharani. Then Kunti Maharani's whole life is mentioned by Sukadeva Goswami later in the cantos. He is mentioning that your great, great grandmother, she was such a powerful lady that she raised such nice children. She was faithful, chaste wife to Pandu. So, we see the connection that how even the Pandavas are great and even the Parikshit Maharaj is great. But their greatness has a very strong connection with the greatness of their ancestor, their mother or great-great-grandmother. That is Kunti Maharani. So, even though the whole Pandava's life was full of calamities, but Kunti stands the topmost in facing those calamities. Because she was the one, she went through the whole thing, and yet she kept her connection very strong with Krishna. It is not like Kunti Maharani did not cry, she was not disturbed with a lot of calamities. No, she was naturally disturbed, but she never gave away Krishna consciousness, in spite of all those problems. She was in a very typical problem. She was in a kingdom where she was not wanted. And she had children, but no husband. In that kingdom, maximum people were looking at how to eliminate them. Right? There are few who liked them, but they were not fully supporters. So you cannot rely upon them also. There are many who were bound, therefore they were not able to help fully Kunti. Very few. Prominently, Vidura was the only one who could help them. So, staying in that kingdom, she could not come back to her house, parents' house. She came and stayed there. But she, in that calamity, kept her faith on Krishna very strong because she knew Krishna will always help. So when it is mentioned in the Krishna book also that when Krishna came from Vrindavan to Mathura, and when he came to Kamsa, after that when he got settled down, his education is over, and then came back, Krishna called Akrura and said, "Go to Hastinapur and check how Kunti is doing. She requires my help. You just go and talk to Dhritarashtra. Try to console him that he should not take evil means. Because by going there, Kunti will feel that, oh, someone is there to look at me." So Krishna sends, while Krishna protected Vasudeva and Devaki from Kamsa, Krishna was also thinking about Kunti Maharani. So Krishna sent Akrura to go to Kunti Maharani. Kunti Maharani was very happy and said, "Please tell Krishna that I am constantly remembering him." Then after that, we also have in Srimad Bhagavatam the episode of the Surya Grahan, solar eclipse, where Krishna and all the Dwarka Vasis, they go to Kurukshetra to do their solar eclipse vidhi. So Kunti Maharani comes to know Krishna is going to come to Kurukshetra. Kunti Maharani is just next door, Kurukshetra, Hastinapur. She must have gone to Kurukshetra many times maybe. I don't know. But the point is, Krishna is coming, so they all went. The Vrindavan devotees came to know Krishna is coming, so they also went. Everyone is going to Kurukshetra, not for Kurukshetra bearing, but to meet Krishna. So everyone gets a chance to meet Krishna. Kunti Maharani, she first sees her own brother, Vasudev. And she naturally tells, "You are all saintly people, but you forgot me when I was in calamity." Kunti Maharani naturally is telling, kind of a very sweetly complaining to her brother, you know, "When my calamity was there, you did not even ask for me." Then, but she mentioned that you are a saintly, you are all saintly devotees. She was not complaining like an ordinary sister would complain to a brother. She knew that, you know, they are all divine people. But as a kind of a gesture, she mentioned. And Vasudeva immediately told, you know, "Kunti Maharani, you all know the ways of time. When you had problems, I also was going through problems. That was the time when I was imprisoned by Kamsa. It was only after 11 to 12 years that when Krishna was born, that later Krishna came and the problems got solved. But initially 12 years, Vasudeva and Devaki themselves were a problem. How they can ever help their own sister? Right? The whole Mathura was in problem. So how can Mathura Vasis help the former Mathura Vasi Kunti to overcome her problem?" So we see that how she always turned toward, the only thing resort for her was turning towards Krishna. Krishna was Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Pranadhan, as we say, na? So we have our relatives, we have our friends, and we also have Krishna. But for her, Krishna was relative, Krishna was her friend, and Krishna was Krishna. So that unique position she was in Kunti Maharani, that she turned to Krishna naturally, and Krishna reciprocated with that. So prayers of Kunti we are reading here, and prayer is a very important aspect in our life. Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj also mentioning in his lecture beautifully that if you see, when we grow up, a small child grows up, starts speaking, then his first connection with God is through prayers. Because his parents teach him, "Go temple, haath jodo Bhagwan ke samne," right? We always stand here, chant, then we find so many parents come, small children, you know, said, "Okay, jay jay karo," right? The connection is prayer. Jay jay karo means pray. Pray, right? Even our child also, we remember, all of us, when small children, our parents would say, "First go and pray, take a bath first, pray." So we'd go and pray. What to pray? Then some prayers were there. I don't know, my mother taught me, "Om Shantakaram, Bhujaga Shayanam." I did not want to meaning of prayer, but I knew that if I don't pray, I will not get a breakfast. So at least something was there. No? So that was the connection. The first connection with Krishna was the training of praying. So our beginning of our life, the first connection with God is prayer. In the end of the life also, we should what? Ante Narayana Spriti. Chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we end our life also hoping that we'll pray. And in the middle, what we should do? Not pray. In the middle also, we should pray. In fact, we pray and we also pray to devotees, "Please pray for me. Because my prayers are not enough. You pray on my behalf to Krishna." So life is full of prayers. So it's a wonderful opportunity here we have, where we are going through this beautiful episode of Kunti Maharani's prayers. And there are 26 prayers in totality in her whole composition. And Chaitanya Charitamrita was mentioning a beautiful point that if you read Kunti Maharani's prayer, then her prayers are not the same like a standard prayer where a person is glorifying Krishna and finally asking something from Krishna. See, prayer means, we have mentioned that if you want to ask something from Krishna, Shri Radha, Gopinath, Bhagavan, Ki Jai. Like when we are told if you want to ask something from Krishna, then we go and first glorify Krishna. Then after glorifying Krishna, we mention about how fallen we are. And then finally we offer prayers, Krishna, please, if you feel okay, please fulfill my desire, right? So this is how we feel. But in this whole series of prayers, she is not asking any desire. She is only asking is, let my consciousness constantly flow towards you, which is already flowing. But she wants to make sure that that constant flow should continue, like Ganga. And she mentions, for that constant flow, I feel calamity should come again and again, so that I will, because in those calamity times, I was always remembering you, I was always absorbed in you, let me also be absorbed. So if calamity is needed, and for that calamity, and the best, one of the best prayers is she's saying that, please sever my ties with Vrishni and Pandu. Now they are both great devotees. Right? But even that, to that degree, if she feels that if that blood relationship with devotees can also be an obstacle for me in my Krishna consciousness to you, let that also go away and let me completely depend upon you. So this is to the level she is offering prayers here. So Kunti Maharani stands as a very, very important devotee in our sampradaya, Vaishnava sampradaya, teaching us valuable lessons how to be a great devotee of Krishna. Even though she was not a very prominent frontliner, but behind, she was so behind, but from behind she gave a powerful lesson of how one can be Krishna's devotee in any situation of life. I was remembering this, we finished book distribution, I remembered beautiful stories, some stories of Kunti Maharani also from book distribution. So, one time, just many years back, when I got chance to write some stories about devotees doing book distribution from our congregation. So one devotee from Mulund came and told me that, you know, one young man came on the stall, came near the stall, so the devotees caught the person and started preaching, please take this book, Bhagavad Gita is very nice and this and that. So the young man said, well, I don't believe in God. Why don't you believe in God? First I was believing in God, but then I stopped believing in God. So devotee said, what happened? Kya ho gaya? So when I was born, my parents were very much devotional, pious. So they trained me in aspect of God consciousness. So I was knowing Bhagavad Gita shlokas. I used to go to temple every day regularly. And then I came to college. And then turning point happened, you know. During my college time, I fell in love with a girl. And she was not from a proper community. So my parents gave me a warning that you should not have this thing. You know, this is not good for you. She will take you away from God consciousness. But I was so mad after that, that I decided to marry her. And my parents became very unhappy and they said, "You, if you marry her, you are out of the house. You cannot come again to the house." So it's like a film style. He went and married that lady. And later only to realize that actually there was no support for him. He had a very small pay job. Literally from a good, stable family, then he became like a very poor person, struggling, right? And the lady also who got married, she was also very annoyed and she also left him. So all that happened and he was constantly thinking, why this happened to me, Krishna? Why this happened to me, Krishna? So he said, because I was questioning God, why you did like this? Everything was going smooth and suddenly such a change. I was now away from family in poor condition and then I became disgusted. I took to alcohol and tobacco. Why did Krishna did all this to me? Therefore, I don't believe in Krishna. So this devotee, sometimes devotee can really, Krishna can inspire from within. So you have, how many problems you have got? Yes. Your problem is so small. Small. The devotee picked up Bhagavatam first canto. Read this Kunti's prayer. How many problems she has got? Kunti had so many problems, much more than your problem, but she remembered Krishna more. But you gave up Krishna and took tobacco. So this person was shocked, you know. No one had even talk in that way. They don't know, saying that your problem is very small compared to Kunti Maharani's problem. And then he said, you should read Bhagavad Gita. Start Krishna consciousness again. Become devotee of Krishna. So, strong bola kuch lagta usko. So, he took up the Bhagavad Gita. And he said, I'll read Bhagavad Gita. Thank you for that very nice thing. I was thinking that I am the only person in the whole world who had problems and Krishna did not help me. But actually, Krishna will help me. I know that. I made mistakes. I took wrong, made wrong choices. But Krishna is always there to help us. And I will take shelter of Krishna. And took the Bhagavad Gita and went. So here we can see that even though we may, it's subconsciously so much into our consciousness that, you know, right, for that devotee, suddenly think of Kunti Maharani. Problems when suddenly the first person he or she thought was of Kunti Maharani. Duniya mein itna problem hai, lekin sabse yada problem kisko hua hai? Kunti Maharani ko hua hai. And she is praying, let the problem come again and again. What an example she is setting. So Kunti Maharani's example is a great example for devotees to understand that this is really super excellent example of a devotee. There was one devotee who was distributing books in Barcelona, Spain. And so he was near a chowk or a street where people would walk. So he showed, people are walking, so he had to run and show them book, you know, very difficult. Once in a blue moon, someone will stand and then read the book and take the book. Most of the time people are walking, so it was very difficult. So he saw that every day there was one lady going regularly. She would always ask, please take this book, please take this book. And she said, oh, no, she would walk away. So one day, that day from temple, he had got some few books in hand. One was the book of teachings of Queen Kunti. So he saw this lady coming. He said, again, thought maybe this Queen Kunti, she's a lady and she's also a lady. Maybe. So please take this book. This book belongs to Queen. This Queen's book. Please take. I said, no, I'm not interested. And she went away. Okay. I tried some new ways to convince a person, you know, by telling about Queen and can relate to a lady, can relate to a Queen. The next day, the lady comes and she sees this man, this devotee student books, and goes to her and says, goes to him and said, can I get that book, Teachings of Queen Kunti? And this devotee is surprised. All this day, every day she is walking this road because her office is this place. And she is coming all the way. And every time I offer a book, she never looks at the books. Yesterday I told about the Queen's book. And now she is saying, I want the book's name also. She is saying, Teachings of Queen Kunti. So he was surprised and he asked, well, yesterday I showed you the book. And I told it's Queen's book. But now you are saying you want a book with the name of Teachings of Queen Kunti. How do you know that book's name? Yesterday night, this Kunti, she came in my dream. And she told me, tomorrow you should buy my book and read this. My name is Kunti. And this is the book's name, Teachings of Queen Kunti. So I am eager to give me the book. And this devotee was surprised. What? I am distributing this book, I am reading this book, but never Kunti Maharani has come in my dream, you know. But Kunti Maharani came in the dream of that lady and told her to buy that book. So she bought the book and a devotee said, well, give us a donation, she'll give a good donation. So the devotee said, we like to have a Bhagavad Gita. I said, oh, Bhagavad Gita, very nice. Well, I have, 2 years back, someone had told me you should read a Bhagavad Gita. I didn't know what is Bhagavad Gita, but Bhagavad Gita is available, should do Bhagavad Gita also. So this has some wonderful understanding of how our acharyas are not only there in the books, they are also doing a major activity in actually getting this Krishna consciousness go across. Like we may think that we are contributing, we are doing this, like this year's score was 1,12,000 books, Mahavir books, so we may think, Hare, humne sab kiya hai. We don't know, we even do not know what we did. We did something in our own, apna. Someone must have put one in chok. Like for example, we have big cooking. Someone may put rice, someone may put jeera, someone may put kadi patta. But there is one expert cook who is watching from top. And everyone is putting. He is watching what is when to be put. And ultimately dish comes out. So all these scores, all this preaching, we are putting our rai, kadi patta and all that. But there is one central person or many devotees who are there on top, our acharyas, our great devotees, who are actually running this movement. And they give credit to all of us, right? And we get our number one, number two, number three. But they are the one who are running the show. So Kunti Maharani's prayers are indeed amazing prayers. And as I mentioned, they are very difficult to offer also. So how do you understand Kunti Maharani's prayers in today's context as devotees in this age, modern age? Can we offer these prayers? Let Corona come again and again. Can we really offer these prayers? It's a very interesting question, right? Should we offer this prayer or these prayers only for worship? So this question was asked to Giriraj Maharaj by one of Giriraj Maharaj's disciples. Maharaj, we see Kunti Maharani asking these prayers, you know. So calamity coming again and again. So how do you understand this? Should we ask those prayers or should we not ask and think that it is theoretical, it is not too high for us? Giriraj Maharaj mentioned that whenever in Srimad Bhagavatam we have questions about any personality, when he offers or she offers prayers, her lifestyle, her mood, then our reference point should be our Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. And so we should see from Srila Prabhupada his whole life, what was his life when calamity came. Srila Prabhupada, when calamity came, Srila Prabhupada fought to get the calamity away, to get Krishna consciousness going on. He did not give up. Example, Prabhupada's example was, he gave us Juhu. Juhu land, so many calamities are coming. First of all, the land was, the person was cheating, and then suddenly after some time, devotees, without even telling Prabhupada, they signed off that whole document and kind of gave up the whole thing. Again a calamity. Prabhupada did not give up. I'll fight to the best. So Prabhupada, when calamities came, Prabhupada fought for the pleasure of Krishna. But he also knew, I'll fight, but ultimately it depends on Krishna. And then Giriraj Maharaj mentions later, after Prabhupada won the fight, still there are many problems. Like for example, sometimes you know you may get a land, someone is offering you a land, but there are so many legal issues in the land that people are ready to give you and you're ready to accept, but it's not coming only because it takes so much time, right? Some legal issues came in the land of Juhu. Again, the same calamity came. So Prabhupada said, if the government does not give us permission to build a temple here, we will build a bus depot here. Bus depot. Sankirtan bus depot. From here we'll keep many buses and we'll send buses all over the India, all over the world to distribute books. But this will be bus depot. This is Prabhupada's fighting spirit. Calamity has come, but he has not given over. He fought because all that is for Krishna. And if nothing happens, then Krishna will take care of it. So Prabhupada, Giriraj Maharaj mentioned that we should see in that way that when we come across problems, we should try to solve the problem because it enhances our Krishna consciousness, take guidance from devotees, and try our best. Prabhupada showed us the way. So this is one way Giriraj Maharaj answered this beautiful question, how we see this verse in today's light. And also one more devotee asked, what about the other prayer, you know, where she is mentioning that, you know, that you are, what is that, Akinchana Vittaya, right? You are Namo Akinchana Vittaya. That means you are only merciful or something like to the impoverished, right? Anyone who Krishna gives mercy, everything is taken away from that person. So how do you see this? Because that devotee said, Maharaj, we are in Grahastha Ashram, many of us are working outside, we are household duties, we have to earn money. So will we not get Krishna? We have to become poor to get Krishna? So then Giriraj Maharaj suddenly remembered. He gave the example of Srinaji Prabhu. He said, Srinaji Prabhu's father, Mr. Desai, he was a big parliamentarian. And Giriraj Maharaj mentioned that he was a very, very powerful businessman. He knew how to do business and he did expand his business. But when Srinaji Prabhu became attached to Prabhupada, so all Mr. Desai's friends and relatives, they were thinking, will this Srinaji Prabhu, the next, will he able to do like what his father has done? Because now he has become a devotee, right? Will he able to do it? Those questions came, especially when Srinaji Prabhu's father left his body, then the whole key thing came to him, then people had doubts, no, are we a devotee, Hare Krishna, he kar paya ki nahi? Will he able to do it? So Giriraj Maharaj mentioned, but Srinaji Prabhu was such a powerful person. He mentioned that his sadhana was so strong. He said, I went to his house in the morning and would sit erect and chant Hare Krishna every day in the morning. But he's chanting Hare Krishna and his Krishna consciousness did not put him down. In fact, he expanded his father's business to much more bigger level. He said, I remember when I was going through Mumbai, then I would see big billboards of the Seema bulbs and tubes, you know, which was a big name that time, and it was all brainchild of Srinaji Prabhu to open that whole industry in that. So Srinaji Prabhu was a devotee, and because he was a devotee does not mean that he became poor. In fact, he became more opulent, more richer, because Krishna wanted him to earn more so that he can use in Krishna's service. So it is not necessary that has to be like that. The whole idea is every devotee has a different relationship with Krishna, a different mood, right? And we cannot imitate a person. We have to follow in the footsteps. Anusaran, not Anukaran. So Kunti Maharani's example is unique, held very high, right? Even among different types of tolerance, we see that how the first level is, just tolerate your problem. The second level is, problems come, you thank Krishna. The problem has come because the problem, all my whatever quota of karma will go away, it will reduce. That's the second level of understanding of problem. The third level of understanding is, let the problem come again and again so I can remember you. So in that sense, her position of those prayers are very high. But practically speaking, in our current day, in this age of Kali Yuga, we can also learn from our Srila Prabhupada that when calamities come, we should also try our best, seeking the guidance of Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas, and try to overcome the calamities so that our Krishna consciousness improves, try our best. Nothing happens, then we depend on Krishna for whatever Krishna wants from us. So with that, we'll end our presentation here. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.